Week 19, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Come, let us adore the Lord, for he is our God. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. In ancient times God spoke to man through prophets and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son, through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. I am wearied with all my crying, as I await my God. Psalm 68. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk in the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly, my sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame. Through me, Lord of hosts, let not those who seek you be dismayed. Through me, God of Israel. It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, then they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkard songs. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am wearied with all my crying as I await my God. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Psalm 68 continued. This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favour. In your great love, answer me, O God. With your help that never fails, rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for consolers, not one could I find. For food they gave me poison, in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. Psalm 68 concluded. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving. A gift pleasing to God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad. The God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy, and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion, and rebuild the cities of Judah. And men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. The Lord will teach us his ways. We will walk in his paths. A reading from the prophet Micah, chapter 1. Now listen to what the Lord is saying. Stand up and let the case begin in the hearing of the mountains, and let the hills hear what you say. Listen, you mountains, to the Lord's accusation. Give ear, you foundations of the earth, for the Lord is accusing his people, pleading against Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I been a burden to you? Answer me. I brought you out of the land of Egypt. I rescued you from the house of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you with Aaron and Miriam. With what gifts shall I come into the Lord's presence and bow down before God on high? Shall I come with holocausts, with calves 1 year old? Will he be pleased with rams by the thousand, with libations of oil in torrents? Must I give my firstborn for what I have done wrong? The fruit of my body for my own sin? What is good has been explained to you, man. This is what the Lord asks of you, only this: to act justly, to love tenderly, and to walk humbly with your God. The voice of the Lord, he is calling to the city. Listen, tribe and assembly of the city, whose rich men are crammed with violence, whose citizens are liars. Must I put up with fraudulent measure, or that abomination, the short weight bushel? Must I hold the man honest, who measures with false scales, and a bag of faked weights? I have therefore begun to strike you down, to bring you to ruin for your sins. You will sow, but never reap. Press the olive, but never rub yourself with oil. Press the grape, but never drink wine from it. You will eat, but never be satisfied. Store away, but never preserve. And what is preserved, I shall give to the sword. A responsory based on Micah 6. What is good has been explained to you, O man. This is what the Lord asks of you. Act rightly and justly, and walk humbly with your God. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will dwell in the land. Act rightly and justly, and walk humbly with your God. A reading from the Sermon of St. Pacian on Baptism. The sin of Adam has passed to the whole human race. Quote, by one man sin entered into this world, and by sin death, and so death passed upon all men. End of quote. The justice of Christ then had to pass on all the human race. And just as Adam had caused the destruction of his descendants by sin, so Christ, by his justice, would bring life to the whole race. The Apostle makes this point, saying, "For as by the disobedience of one man many were made sinners, so also by the obedience of one many shall be made just. As sin has reigned to death, so also grace might reign by justice unto life everlasting through Jesus Christ our Lord." End of quote. Someone, perhaps, will object, "The sin of Adam deservedly passed to posterity because they were born his descendants. But how are we born from Christ so that we can be saved through him?" If you stop thinking in terms of the flesh, you will understand our birth from Christ and his paternity in our regard. In these last days, Christ took a soul and body in the womb of Mary. It is this flesh which he has come to save. He did not abandon it to hell, but joined it to his own spirit, making it his own. This is the marriage of the Lord joined to the flesh of man, a great mystery uniting the two, Christ and the Church, in one flesh. This marriage, under the influence of the Holy Spirit come down from heaven, has given birth to the people of God. Thanks to a heavenly seed inserted in the substance of our souls, we take form in the womb of our spiritual mother, and, once we issued from her womb, are vivified in Christ. And so the Apostle says, "The first man, Adam, became a living soul, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit." End of quote. It is thus by his priests that Christ engenders life in the Church, as the Apostle confirms, quote, "For in Christ Jesus did I beget you." End of quote. It is the seed of Christ, that is to say, the Spirit of God, which produces through the priest's hands the new man, conceived in the womb of his mother, and born in the baptismal font under the auspices of faith. We must receive Christ so that he may give us birth, as John the Apostle says, quote, "To as many as received him, he gave the power of becoming sons of God." End of quote. But this cannot be brought about without the bath of water and the sacrament of anointing, which the bishop administers. The bath of water purifies us from our sins. The holy anointing pours down the Holy Spirit on us. This double blessing we obtain through the actions and words of the bishop. So it is the whole man that is reborn and renewed in Christ, in order that, just as Christ has risen from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we may also walk in newness of life. In other words, we must reject our former vices in order to practice a new Christian morality by the Spirit. A responsory from Romans 5. As by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience many will be reconciled to God. Just as sin reigned where there was death, so grace will reign to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ. God sent his Son to be the sacrifice that takes our sins away. Just as sin reigned where there was death, so grace will reign to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, we confidently call you Father as well as Lord. Renew your Spirit in our hearts, make us ever more perfectly your children, so that we may enter upon the inheritance you have promised us. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.